In this lesson, I want to share my personal top 5 best list of potential motivated sellers for wholesaling. East Orange, New Jersey. It was my first homebuyer seminar that I went to after a friend told me about it. Before I knew it, I had wasted an afternoon looking at properties that would never be prospects for investing. Luckily enough for me, I stumbled into the Garden State Real Estate Investing Association, which was held at the Sheraton in Woodbridge, New Jersey. A guy by the name of Rich was presenting, and I ended up paying $300 for his course, where I learned about targeting a motivated seller list. Ever since then, with 15 years of experience, I have come up with a personal top 5 list to go after with the best chances of generating motivated seller leads. My name is Ola, and I'm the author of 2 books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download absolutely for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'm also the creator of my Empire Pro and 11 Days Challenge Quick Start Guide, which you can access at www.11dayschallenge.com. Real estate wholesaling is the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties by mass marketing to potentially distressed property owners. People in their right mind won't just turn around and give away a house unless that house represents a liability to them. So it is counterproductive to go after every random house and knock on doors when databases of lists of intelligently built to know information that translates to distress in real estate property actually exists. So let's dive right in. Motivated seller leads list number 5, tired landlords. This is a list of properties where the mailing address on record is different from the actual property addresses. It indicates that the property is owned as an investment property while the owner of record lives and receives mail somewhere else. It doesn't guarantee that they are willing to sell the property at a deep discount. What we do know is that most landlords don't enjoy being a landlord because it is a stressful and full-time job they are usually not prepared for. Many of them don't realize that being a landlord and being an investor are two different things. So having tenants call them at 1 a.m. because of a busted water pipe without worthwhile return in sight just makes them tired. If the timing is right, with your outreach and marketing campaign, they may be willing to sell at a deep discount. With that being said, you can stack this list up against multifamily as an attribute in your list search software and pick up good deals for real investors. Motivated seller leads list number 4, tax delinquencies. The tax delinquencies contain properties with owners who are behind on their property taxes. Again, many wannabe investors find themselves in deep shit after buying into the dream of becoming overnight millionaires in real estate. When they go online to use a typical mortgage calculator to calculate the monthly mortgage payments, all they get is the principal and the interest. So the property taxes, which supersedes the mortgage, and the insurance expenses are usually left out in the blind spot of proper preparation. Believe me when I tell you, as I'm speaking from experience of helping clients out of similar situations, if a property owner is behind for the first time, it's usually not a big deal because they can catch up easily. But the more they consistently get behind, the higher the chances they will be willing to get rid of the property because it will now represent more of a liability at that point. Motivated seller leads list number 3, failed or expired listings. So when a normal property owner is looking to sell on a normal day, they usually consult with a licensed real estate agent, sometimes known as the realtor. After evaluation, a listing agreement is signed to initiate the process of selling the property. The agent then lists the property on the multiple listing system, MLS, where other agents can see it for exposure to buyers. The term could be 30 days, which is unlikely, or as long as 90 days. They can also be extended. Every listing agreement comes with a term, which is a period after which the agreement will fail or expire if the property is not already sold. This is precisely how a property is added to a failed or expired list. We know that the owner wants to sell, and we also know that they are having a hard time selling the property. Therefore, there is an increased chance that they are willing to sell at a significant discount. Motivated seller leads list number 2, vacant properties. Like I said earlier, no one is giving houses away unless the house represents a liability in their life. So a property sitting down vacant is essentially a non-performing asset, aka a liability. The good news is that the post office And relevant agencies maintain the list of properties with return mails. This is gold. Motivated seller leads list number one, pre-foreclosures and lease pendings. In the next lesson, I will share more about why lease pendings creates the best opportunity to capture motivated seller leads. So be sure to smack that like button, one, as a favor for me to help tell YouTube that we are working hard over here. Two, so you can get notified of that video when released. For now, just know that I may be a little biased because I made most of the money I made in real estate through pre-foreclosures and lease pendings. Lease pendings is that point where the property owner is already behind on mortgage payment to the extent that the bank has filed a pending lawsuit to foreclose on the property. The main lesson: pick one list and focus on marketing to that list until you close your first deal. Distraction was my major enemy for a long time in this game. Don't be a victim.